Calling all cocksuckers and gay fucktoys. I have a question for you. Have you tried cock-docking? I had a hot call the other day from a closet cocksucker, or should I say, fucktoy wannabe, who loved the idea of cock-docking. Just the thought of a larger, much larger than his just shy of average penis, being engulfed and played with in such a way was so hot for him. Cock-docking, for the unfamiliar, is the act of one uncut penis allowing the head of another penis into his foreskin, stretching the foreskin over the head of the other penis while it slides in and nestles next to its host in an erotic penis-to-penis horizontal mambo. The inserted cock now strokes its host cock inside the foreskin. I encourage you to search the term if you've never seen such a thing. It really is an erotic visual. So the actual mechanics of this sexy act requires at least one foreskin. No foreskin on either cock in the pair? Well, I have seen two uncaught cocks stroke each other with one hand holding their cocks parallel and stroking. I thought that was pretty hot too, but I don't think it has the same feel. I've read most who indulge in this sexy play do it as foreplay, the uncut cock's head being so sensitive, and the erotic sensation of the other cock's head rubbing up against that silky, soft, yet firm hunk of man meat. So erotic and a huge turn-on. But not everyone wants to finish this way. But I do encourage you to try it at least once. Filling up the foreskin, watching the white hot spunk ooze from that foreskin fuckhole. You just might be addicted to the sight, the feel, and yes, taking your time and performing cleanup duties like a good cock slut. Now please, I should remind you, always keep safety at the forefront. Since there are lovely sex juices involved, there's a possibility of transmission of all kinds of nefarious things. So perhaps you can recruit or find a safe partner. But don't think you can just find an uncut cock and go to town. Although the owner of that snake in a turtleneck may be down with your kinky self and kinky play, keep in mind the size of your cock, the amount of his foreskin, and go slowly at first. Now I want to hear from you. Have you tried cock-docking? I'm thinking of adding cock-docking to my sissy training regime, so see my poll below. Also, have you tried cock-docking with a condom? I want to hear from you. Email me, Erica@EnchantrixEmpire.com, or call 1-800-601-6975.